Earlier this spring, Susan Robb caught up with the artist Brian Selznick and talked with him about his latest picture book, graphic novel, The Invention of Hugo Cabret.
When Georges Méliès bought his magic theater from Jean-Robert Houdin, the theater came with a collection of automata. Méliès loved these machines, and they were really beautiful, and I think he may have used them in his stage show. Towards the end of Méliès's life, when he lost all of his money, he had to donate these beautiful machines to a local museum, and the museum had promised to take care of them, but they were put up in the attic, and it rained, and the roof had a leak, and they were rained on, and a beam fell on them, and they were destroyed and thrown away. And I read about that fact in a book called Edison's Eve by Gabby Wood. And when I read that, I imagined a boy climbing through the pile of garbage and finding one of those broken machines. That became the other central moment of inspiration for the book. The having seen Trip to the Moon had been there underneath all along. And then when I read about that, that was really the first time I saw the kid who would become Hugo Cabret. And then I had to figure out who this boy was and where he came from and why he's interested in this machine and why he thinks he could fix it. The answer to all of those questions, as I kept asking myself those questions, became elements in the story. Hugo comes from a family of clockmakers. His father owned a clock shop and worked part-time at a local museum taking care of the clocks. His uncle was the timekeeper at the local train station. Hugo was born into a family that understood machines and understood clocks, and he himself is very gifted with fixing things. He's able to do that with his fingertips, which, you know, is something that I wasn't able to do when I was a kid. And I remember my fingers not being able to do certain things, but I imagined what it would be like for Hugo, who was able to understand all of these elements. And so when he finds this broken machine, which in the story it ends up that the machine was destroyed in a fire at the museum, which also kills Hugo's father. He takes it because he wants to rescue it, he wants to fix it, and he comes to believe that if he does fix it, it will be able to write him a note from his father. That became the core of the story, and I was able to write it from there.